My hero, Sam Bush.
First time I ever heard this tune was Sam Bush playing it on the mandolin.
See?
And I could never learn it.
Well, next in line, originally from Florida, now from the Bay Area, California. What can you say about this guy? I mean, he's everywhere at once, playing every kind of instrument, every kind of music you can imagine. Saw him and Sam really kicking butt on the Grammys one night, leading all them classical fellas. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, the true epitome of the original Mando Monster, Mike Marshall.
Thank you, Tony. Well, it's great to be here. What to say? I grew up in Florida, that's right, and had the good fortune to have a really great teacher when I was pretty young who played all the different string instruments and took me to bluegrass festivals, and we formed a bluegrass band with some of the students and started going around and hearing all the great players. At the same time that we were doing all this playing by ear and everything, he also made sure that I kind of learned the fundamentals and learned to read music and played all kinds of music at the same time. I kind of came into bluegrass through the back door, as it were. I wasn't really from the South, but kind of fell in love with the music. Especially when I heard this guy to my left, sort of blew the top of my head off. Ended up having to learn everything he recorded, and I'm still recovering from that, actually. After that, moved out to California and joined the David Grisman Quintet and got to play with some great... That was like going to university in a way. I mean, it was, you know, getting to hang out with Tony Rice and Mark O'Connor and these guys, and just... It was just a way to study the fundamentals and those guys' imaginations are so extraordinary, and just to be around it and be up close to it was a real inspiration. So, I've always loved all different kinds of music, though. So, while I play bluegrass, I also love pretty much anything I come in contact with. I'm kind of obsessive that way in terms of just digging all kinds of music from all over the world. So, I fell in love with Brazilian music not too long ago, and I thought I'd... Is it okay if we change it up here a little bit? I thought I'd play a solo tune just to...
Yeah, Tony and I already put our picks away, so go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry, boys. But I do appreciate it. You're cruel and unusual. Everything he says and does to me, I deserve it. I'll play you a tune from Brazil written around the turn of the century. It's called Odeon. He really did untune the single. And he won't even tell me which one it was. Thank you.
know what was a really nice touch, having those hula, the hula hoop over there in the background of the Zillion music? That was awesome. You arranged that, didn't you, Mike?
I'm glad I couldn't see that.
Yeah. You can't have good Brazilian music without the hula hoop.